You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, what you were talking about, there's just a lot of avenues. We have so many star players, and, you know, if we wanted to throw the ball 60 times a game, you know, our receivers could have 2,000 yards. But we have a running back, you know, that can get that on the ground. So I just think, you know, what Saquon was able to bring to our offense made everything so much easier. When you have a running back that can do that, it sets up play action. When they want to stop the run, you know, you're going to have to play one-on-one with A.J. and Devontae outside.
That is Lane Johnson, star lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off this week. It's a beautiful Wednesday, just a couple weeks away from training camp. In fact, we are, I think, exactly 2 weeks away from Bills training camp. We'll be at St. John Fisher. We'll be doing the show outside. Can't wait for that. We will be bringing the streaming with us, I believe, from Fisher, so you'll get to see the players walking. The only thing you'll really see other than us will be the fans behind us, but not looking at us. So it's not going to be like College game day, where everybody's like turned towards the camera behind the stage and they got their signs. And instead, it'll be fans behind us that are turned the other direction because they're looking at the players that are going out into the stands. Just a heads up for everybody. Can't wait. Joe DiBiase joined on the Western Hotline by Lou DiBiase. Locked on Eagles. We're going through some of the Bills opponents. You guys tell me if I did my brother wrong here. We went to the jet boat tours on the weekend. He went for the first time. I had done it before. I did not alert him that he probably should keep his mouth closed for when the river water hits you. And
man,
he did. I don't think he knew it was coming.
That's a little rough.
Because
yeah.
I think you swallowed some river water.
Yeah, I think I have a concussion now too. Thanks, man.
Yeah, Lou, you got done dirty there. That's brother stuff.
I now know what it feels like to be hit by a middle linebacker over the middle of the field. Like, I feel like a slot receiver today. I'm sore.
That wave hits you hard. So Bills and Eagles, I mean, week 17, what are the odds that this game is even going to matter to either team? Or that, and I can't imagine we don't see Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, because typically you're not seeing starters bench 2 weeks in advance. But I feel like they kind of took the wind out of that game a little bit by putting it so late.
Yeah, I do feel like the NFL kind of messed up. I think these are two of the three best teams in the NFL, or at least two of the top four. Could be the potential Super Bowl preview, and you bury it in the second last week of the year. I don't think it's going to be completely meaningless. I do think Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen will play. Last year, the Eagles didn't rest starters until the final week of the season. I think they'll probably be battling for the one seed with a team like, you know, the Detroit Lions again. Maybe it's a sleeper team we're not thinking about. Maybe they are still competing in the NFC East, but and same for the Bills. Like, I think the Bills will be battling for that one seed. I think they'll probably have the AFC East wrapped up, though, by that point, and both teams could have the top seed wrapped up. That's why I just think the NFL kind of messed up, where there's still a good chance all the starters play, but why even risk it when it's such a marquee matchup? I would have definitely put this earlier in the year. But I don't think it's going to be a meaningless game. I don't think it's going to be Mitchell Trubisky against Tanner McKee. I do think both will be battling still probably for that one bye week, because there only is one now in each conference. So I do think it'll be meaningful still. But yeah, I don't know where the NFL's head was at with that one, because I think this could be a Super Bowl preview.
It, right now, by the betting odds, is the most likely Super Bowl matchup, which I know is music to your ears.
Yeah, I hate the
choosing in that game. although I guess it is tied with Ravens-Eagles also. The Bills and Ravens right now are tied, and then Philadelphia right after that, then Kansas City. I guess, you know, I had this thought when Brandon Bean was on after the draft, and he made the comment of, well, you can't have everything, when he was talking about wide receiver. And in my head, I thought, well, wait a minute, the Eagles have everything, don't they? Like, they have all pros or pro bowlers at seemingly every position group, not many holes at all. Kind of viewed as a perfect roster. Did it get any less perfect this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's the most complete roster in the NFL. They lost some solid role players, some good starters on defense. Josh Sweat goes to Arizona. Milton Williams, of course, cashed in New England. You got Darius Slay going over to Pittsburgh, and then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was traded to Houston. So those are like four pretty good starters from last year, but they didn't lose any of their pillars, their stars. Like, Jalen Carter still on this football team. Same with Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell. All three levels of the defense still have the players that made last year's defense the number one ranked unit in the entire NFL. So I actually am really excited about the young players that are replacing those guys, too. I think Kelee Ringo will replace Darius Slay pretty well. For who Josh Sweat was last year, he was like an 8-sack player. I think Jalix Hunt can be that guy. So they have a lot of players waiting in the wings that I think are going to step up. It's more of a projection. These guys are less proven. They're banking on players in year two, year three, taking that next leap. But Howie Roseman has kind of turned things around from the start of his career, where he wasn't a great drafter, and lately he's been the best drafter in the NFL. So you got to have faith in him. And I think the offense is clearly the most loaded in the NFL, and everybody's paid now and locked up long-term. They actually, I think, are outside of one or two starting spots. Everybody else on that offense is getting paid top 10 annual money compared to everybody else at their position. So yeah, I mean, it got a little bit worse, I think, on paper, but I don't know how you don't say this is still the most complete roster in the NFL.
And really, it's going to be for the foreseeable future, correct? Like, the way they – it always gets mentioned how they structure their contracts, and I think they are right now on the forefront of that. And there is – the Saints are kind of going through that right now, right? Like, the consequence of when you do that for so long, eventually it catches up to you. But whenever I look at, like, the Eagles cap stuff, it's like, well, it's not really going to catch up for them, even if it does, for 3 years at a minimum. So they've got a window here.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if you have an owner that's willing to continue to spend liquid cash, I mean, Jeffrey Lurie just sold a certain percent of the Eagles, and he ended up getting, like, I think $800 million or something. He's going to use that cash now, because the Eagles backload all these contracts and give these, you know, fully guaranteed signing bonuses up front. If you're willing to continue to do that, even when, like, yeah, eventually those salary cap hits come due. But when you think about the timeline of Eagles offense compared to the defense, the entire offense is getting paid right now. By the time all these young players on rookie contracts on defense are going to get paid, you can start to backload those deals when the offensive cap hits come. So I think they've kind of balanced the roster well enough right now where they can kind of have their cake and eat it too. And yeah, it's kind of caught up to the Saints, but the Saints are also a terrible team at drafting. So the Eagles have been willing to, again, bring in young, inexpensive starters, whereas New Orleans hasn't. And if you have an owner, again, that's willing to continue to spend cash, then you can start to kick the can out down the road on some other contracts. So I do wonder if the NFL eventually is going to try to stop this kind of strategy and maybe get rid of void years at some point. They were already considering, you know, they were discussing the state of their salary cap long-term this year at the owners' meeting. So I don't think they'll ever do something like the NBA where they add a second apron. I don't think it's that big of a problem in the league. But teams like the Eagles that are willing to spend money, I do think it might tick off some other owners that don't want to spend that money. So I wonder if there's a change. But yeah, I don't see this offense or this defense anytime soon kind of taking a step back, which is an exciting thing for Eagles fans.
Lou DiBiase on the Western Hotline, one of the Bills' opponents this year, Philadelphia, at the end of the season. Did you see the Warren Sharp quarterback tiers from yesterday that he put together?
Oh, I haven't had the pleasure. Where is Jalen Hurts?
So he has on the S-plus tier, which is Superstar Plus. This is the top tier. Allen, Jackson, Hurts, and Daniels.
Wow.
No Mahomes and Burrow, by the way. That's a different part of this. where should Hurts be ranked? It's ranking season. The players are doing it. Top 100. Everyone's got their quarterback rankings coming out. What's, for you, following the team and watching every snap of him, what's most reasonable for a Jalen Hurts quarterback ranking league-wide?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been pretty realistic with who Jalen Hurts is. Look, if you're going to start your franchise with a quarterback, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes, I'm taking Joe Burrow, I'm taking Josh Allen, and I'm taking Lamar Jackson. Like, those, to me, are the top four quarterbacks in football. But eventually, results have to matter in the NFL, and that's why Jalen Hurts is fifth to me. Like, sure, in a vacuum, is Justin Herbert ideally what you want more in a franchise quarterback from a skill set perspective? Absolutely, but eventually, like, you have to do it. And Jalen Hurts now has outplayed, I think, the second greatest quarterback of all time in two of the last three Super Bowls, arguably should have two rings. He's been to the playoffs every year since he's been a starter. He's going to break Cam Newton's rushing touchdown record. I don't know. This year he was more of a game manager because Saquon Barkley had the greatest running back season of all time, but he's proven he can have MVP seasons. He did that in 2022. He was an MVP finalist the first half of 2023 from a betting odds perspective. So I just think eventually, like, the on-field results have to matter, and people like to kind of take away from what Jalen does because of his support system, but they like to excuse Justin Herbert because he doesn't have it. But if you – so if Justin Herbert's in Philadelphia, are we discrediting him too? Like, I don't know. Like, where is the line we draw with quarterback evaluation? I don't think he's the elite passer of those other four guys I mentioned, so that's why I put him five. He's not nearly as consistent as those players. I do think he is more reliant on the kind of scheme and the offense that he has built around him. But I mean, again, eventually the proof is in the pudding, and like, you have to, based on results, like, I don't know how he's not in the top five. The Chiefs dared him to beat them. They shut down Saquon Barkley in that Super Bowl and he threw all over the field. So yeah, I think I'd put him fifth right now pretty comfortably.
Yeah. You definitely mentioned why he'll get dinged a little bit in anything like that. It is just that everything is made easier for him, right? Like, he has the time to throw. And one thing that was definitely evident in that Super Bowl, and he, no doubt, he has made excellent passes. He's had two amazing Super Bowls against Kansas City. One thing that definitely helps him is when you do dare him to throw the ball down the field, he's got two star receivers that are going to get open against man coverage or against zone at any point in time.
Right, but again, like, it's an interesting discussion about like support systems and how that affects your quarterback evaluation. My problem is just like, how do we evaluate quarterbacks then if we're going to take away everything from the guy that has all these stars, but then we're going to completely excuse the quarterback that has the bad support system? Okay, so what player can we fairly evaluate then? Because I feel like that's everybody in football.
Right. Like, am I not allowed? It's only the quarterback on the mid team, the most middle of the road team.
Right, exactly. So if you have a couple good players for him, that's fine. Like, Joe Burrow has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Am I not allowed to evaluate him as a passer? Mm-hmm. So eventually, if you're supposed to be seen as like that top five quarterback, those guys, it's supposed to mean that it doesn't matter what the support system is, you're still competing for championships in the playoffs every single year. And that's why it always bugs me when guys behind Jalen Hurts get put ahead of him, like a Justin Herbert, who threw three interceptions in the playoffs this year, has choked away both playoff games he's been in. You know, C.J. Stroud, even, like, I don't know, these other guys just haven't earned it enough for me. So I just think the resume for Jalen Hurts is just too impressive. But, yeah, I'm also realistic about who he is. And, like, he's not at the level of those other four guys ahead of him.
Well, isn't that why Lamar Jackson doesn't win MVP last year? Is the game being played now isn't as much about the individual quarterback. It's more, what do you have around you? One reason why, I think another reason is he had just won it and Allen had obviously merit on his own. But one reason Jackson doesn't win MVP is you had more help than Josh Allen did. You had more All-Pros, you had more Pro Bowlers, you had better pass-catching options, you had Derrick Henry. Like, that's why he doesn't win it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I will say, at the same time, though, it is more impressive when a quarterback like Josh... That's the thing is, Allen did do with a weaker roster what other guys behind Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson like haven't been able to do. So like, if you can do that, obviously it puts you in another tier. I think we've gone almost too far with like docking so obviously elite quarterbacks because of their support system. Like Jalen Hurts, I don't think, again, he's those top four guys, but even his first year as a starter, he had one good pass catcher and he led them to a bad roster to the playoffs. So it's not like he's never elevated this team before. In 2023, their defense was terrible the first half of the year. They had to win shootouts against great teams every single week, including Buffalo, and he got the job done. It's why FanDuel at one point had him as the MVP betting favorite. a year after he was the MVP runner-up to Patrick Mahomes. So it's an interesting back and forth with quarterbacks, but I think he's comfortably, after winning that Super Bowl, he's number five.
Hurt, by the way, Daniels being on that top tier for Sharp already, I don't think most people would have that, but where do you think they are on their trajectory of competing with the Eagles? They make it to the NFC Championship game, and it's not close. But they add Deebo Samuel. I think right now, like, the reason why the Bills and the Ravens have better Super Bowl odds right now than the Eagles do isn't because of their conferences. I mean, the Chiefs exist. It is because the Eagles have easily, I think, the strongest division competitor. And that's not even to mention Dallas, although I don't think they're on the same level. But I guess for you, how big a question for the Eagles this year is just how much of a division competitor do they have in Washington?
Yeah, I think I'd rather be in the NFC as a conference, but I think you'd rather be like in the Bills division than the Eagles in the NFC East, because Washington is, I think, a top four team in the NFC. I like the Rams personally better, and I still like the Lions better, but I think the Commanders are a legit contender. Jaden Daniels, I don't think last year was some RG3 like mirage from 2012. Like, I think Daniels is legitimately that good, and I like a lot of what they did this offseason. Like, they traded for Laremy Tunsil. I really like Josh Connerly, who they drafted in the first round from Oregon. He can kick over to right tackle. So they definitely got better up front. I don't know who Deebo Samuel is at this point, but is he an upgrade over De'Ami Brown? Like, probably, right? So, and I love the Trey Amos pick. I think their roster on paper got better, but I do think they obviously overachieved last year. Like, getting to the NFC Championship, I think, was a surprise. They have a obviously going to be a harder schedule this year, too. It's not going to be a last-place schedule. I almost think they're going to regress a little bit when we're talking about their record and like how far they go. But yeah, for the Eagles, obviously, like, I think Jaden Daniels is a top eight quarterback in football already, definitely top 10. So when you have to play that guy twice a year, it's obviously going to be more difficult. But I do still think, though, I'd rather be in the NFC than the AFC, just because, again, in the AFC, you have to go through this gauntlet of quarterbacks that you don't, even though there's a lot of better rosters in the NFC, like, you don't have to go through Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, even Justin Herbert, as much as I just went after him for a couple minutes. Like, that's a tough out in the playoffs. So I think I'd rather still be in the NFC, though.
I think what we are, what you should be ready for is to be fighting against the idea that Washington is past the Eagles when they might be ahead early in the first month. The first four games of the schedule. And by the way, this is on the season. As you mentioned, Washington does have a harder schedule, but still, they have the, I think it's the 19th easiest schedule in the league. The strength of schedule, they rank 19th.
Philly, Eagles have what, the most difficult, or it's tough?
29th. Right? They have the fourth worst. The Giants actually have by far the hardest, which is hilarious. But the first 4 weeks, the Eagles play Dallas in that opener, Kansas City, the Rams, who played a really close playoff game, then the Bucks, and then even Denver, if you want to include them. That's a tough start. Whereas the Commanders go Giants, Packers, that's tough, Raiders, Falcons, Chargers, Bears. I think it's very possible that this is going to be me as a better, that the Commanders are going to be ahead in the division through the first month, and I'm going to want to bet the Eagles at that point.
Yeah, I can see that. It's kind of similar to 2023 after that Super Bowl season where they just fell short to Kansas City, where they had to go through this gauntlet where they played, I think it was Dallas, Miami, Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco, and Dallas in like a month and a half. And they were just like exhausted by that point. I think it kind of helped lead to that collapse in 23. They will have to learn from that, obviously, because yeah, when you're the champs and you have a first place schedule, it gets really tough. I will say, though, I like when a schedule is a little bit, if it's going to be a tough schedule, I prefer the tougher matchups. I think earlier in the year when everybody's still figuring things out and teams are still kind of rusty. So yeah, that's not ideal. It's not an ideal start, obviously, like playing Dallas and Kansas City back to back to start things off. But I would prefer that kind of setup. I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. I still think the Eagles are obviously the favorites to win the East, though. It is hilarious what you said about the Giants, though. I don't know why they
hardest in the league.
Yeah, I like what the Giants did a little bit this offseason, but that stinks.
I don't know if they could have improved a little bit, and Dart could even be okay, and it might not matter because they just have they don't have a break like all year long.
That's brutal
in that thing. Real quick then on the rest of the division, because a lot on the Commanders there. What state is Dallas in for you? I think everyone expects the Giants to not be competitive in the division, even if they come up a little bit. What about Dallas? Would it be stunning if they were in the race in the second half of the year?
No, I think they are who they've always been. Like, with Dak Prescott healthy, he's a regular season merchant. They're going to put up a ton of points. I really like the trade for George Pickens. Like, him and CeeDee Lamb is a solid 1-2 punch. Yeah, they're going to be probably a good regular season football team. I wouldn't even be surprised if they're like the 6 or 7 seed, and then they're going to lose in the first round if they even make it. Like, that's just who the Dallas Cowboys are. That's who they've been since the 90s. That's why they're putting out this documentary. It's kind of like, you know, Michael Jordan's in the LeBron era trying to stay relevant. Like, remember me? I was great, too. That's what they're doing, and I think they're going to end up probably winning like 8 to 9 games again this year and maybe compete for a wild card spot. But they are definitely not, to me, ahead of the Eagles or the Commanders. That's just who they are. And until they prove that it's not true, I'm never going to believe in them. So, I mean, again, on paper, they're solid, though. They're not going to be a bad team. If Dak Prescott's healthy, they'll be a contender.
Yeah.
Playoff contender.
You really, I still have this Warren Sharp quarterback tears in front of me. You got to go look at him. It's more than just Hurts and Daniels being on the superstar plus tier and then Mahomes and Burrow being below them. I'm just now noticing that in the third tier, this is A, Dak, Purdy, Drake May, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray. That's the third tier. Below that on the B tier, Goff, Mayfield, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, CJ Stroud, Trevor Lawrence. How's Justin?
Those guys are below the first group you just listed?
Yeah. Justin Fields, Drake May are above all of those guys.
Hey, I like Justin Fields, but I'm a big believer still. But that's an insane list. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's the rushing, right? Isn't this list just the value of the rushing at quarterback? Because Fields isn't going to do much this year throwing the ball. I think it's going to all be, you know, does he run for 1,000 yards again?
I get like the rushing being a tiebreaker if the quarterbacks put up similar passing numbers, but Fields puts out such a low passing volume every year that it kind of negates the, I don't know, like the rushing helps make it like an average, but I don't know. I think that's a crazy list, but you know, it's list season. It's the dead zone of the off season. So, hey, let's like make fans mad and put out a list. Like, I think that's just the kind of time of year we're in right now.
Yeah. 2 weeks till training camp. Locked On Eagles, Lou DiBiase. Thanks, bro. I'll see you in a little bit. Come watch volleyball tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right, see ya. All right, quarterback rankings. All right, I'm closing these quarterback rankings. I think I've had enough of Warren Sharp's quarterback. Justin Fields is above all those guys. Again, he's doing it on expected results for this year, so he's projecting that Fields and Drake May are going to have big seasons, which, if that happens, like, if those guys are tier three quarterbacks this year, the AFC East is better than we think it is. Definitively. Because those are the two teams that don't have culture questions, don't have work ethic questions, you know, turmoil. The Jets always have turmoil, and you could just believe that they'll just, you know, return to that at some point. But Aaron Glenn, it's a different tone. It's a different vibe with Aaron Glenn. I think it's more like Vrabel. Vrabel is coming to New England to be a professional and clean things up, you know, professional head coach. And I think many believe Vrabel will get that team competitive at least. Glenn doing the same in New York, you'd only bet against because it's the Jets. And the Jets never have it together, right? Even when they're going to the AFC Championship with Rex Ryan, they're still kind of a clown show. Whereas now, you know, they're trying to be a professional football organization. I think what New England did and what the Jets did was kind of hire a version of Sean McDermott. Like, come clean it up, professional organization, build a program that people will want to come to, and then we'll get the quarterback later. New England already has the quarterback, probably. Miami's the difference. Miami right now is the tire fire that guys are late to meetings, and is the coach on his way out, and, you know, is he too soft on them as players, and what was Jalen Ramsey doing in the locker room? Like, there's just a bunch of noise. Tyreek Hill is still there, and he's got cops showing up at his house every other week. It's just, it's a lot. A lot of drama in Miami, and I think the Jets and the Patriots are really trying to be the opposite. So if their quarterbacks have big years with those coaches, I feel like they're not toppling the Bills, but they're competitive. They're definitely competitive if those two quarterbacks have seasons. 803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, revisit our Kincaid-Coleman poll from earlier. How critical is it that one of them takes a big step forward? Last year, the Bills averaged 30 points per game without them doing it. Kincaid with a down year, injured. Coleman with an inconsistent year, injured. Bills still scored 30 points per game anyway. So, do they really need it? Do they need that big step from one of those two? Let me know what you think. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would have to say Josh Allen, just because I think we've seen him perform better in playoff games against the Chiefs than we've seen Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You go back to that AFC Championship game a couple of seasons ago that was in Baltimore. The Ravens came in rolling. It was their year. They were all set to do it. And they played basically their worst game of the year that day against the Chiefs. Last year in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson goes in there with a team that really hadn't been turning the ball over, and they commit several key turnovers in a loss to Buffalo in the divisional round. Whereas while Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump, we've seen him play some masterful games against the Chiefs and in playoff games.
That's Dan Graziano, ESPN. Today they had a whole fancy graphic package of the chase for Mahomes from Allen and Jackson. Like, it was like a cartoon show. I really think it's more likely that the Bills will finally get through to the Super Bowl without having to play the Chiefs. I think Kansas City has got a tough ride in front of them. They were not as good as their record last year. They, I don't think, got much better on their offensive line, which was their biggest problem at the end of last season. The receivers are coming back, and that could help. But run game's still pretty, eh. It's not that efficient. And I'm seeing more and more Denver hype. I'm kind of wanting to bet Denver to win that division. They have arguably the, you know, not arguably. I think the Eagles have to, you have to give it to them. Maybe you could arguably say the Broncos have the best roster in the AFC. It's loaded. It'd be right up there with the Bills, and it'd be right up there with the Ravens and these other complete teams. But Denver's got studs around Bo Nix, and they don't really have many holes from what I've seen. And they've got superstars like Patrick Surtain. So Denver, like, all right, I'm kind of done believing the Chargers will ever do it. Harbaugh, whatever. Just fool me once, you know. It just, I'm being fooled the ninth time that the Chargers are finally going to do it. But Denver, you know, Super Bowl winning coach, offensive mind, a quarterback that was experienced in coming into the league. He was like 25 years old, all the Bo Nix is old jokes. Really good roster. Like, I'm in on Denver. And they don't have to win the division. Just knock the Chiefs down enough to where they're not getting home field throughout the playoffs, where they're not getting that first round bye, where their path is a little bit more difficult, where they've got to play two top teams instead of just one, like it's normal. And if that happens, I think there's a real, the Bills, everything is set up for the one seed. And I think you could get a lot of outcomes where the Bills are hosting the AFC Championship game and it's not Kansas City. Like right now, if I were doing NFL predictions right now, way too early, maybe we should do this tomorrow. I think I right now would pick Bills Ravens in the AFC Championship. And I'd pick the Bills as the one seed, so I don't think I'd have them playing the Chiefs. They'd be playing the winner of the 4-5 matchup in the second round of the playoffs, and the Ravens and Chiefs would play each other, and right now I'd pick Baltimore. So that, to me, I think is more likely. I guess that's the same thing, though, right? That would still qualify under their guidelines that they're talking about this morning of passing Mahomes. Can you pass Mahomes without actually beating him? I mean, yes, right? You go further. That's the answer. I think that's very possible. Put a poll up earlier about the Bills being ranked 28th by Bill Barnwell in their skill position group. Receivers, tight ends, and running backs. Spent a little time on Kincaid and Coleman for that. How wrong is it? How wrong is their being ranked 28th? Because I saw a lot of pushback. And I'm not high on their group really at all. And even I would rank them higher than Barnwell did. So maybe that should say that they should have been, you know, a lot of people would rank them a lot higher. Barnwell calls their wide receivers. He says, while general manager Brandon Bean might disagree, this is likely the least imposing group of wide receivers in the NFL on paper. See, now that is the part of it that I'm not that against or negative about their receiver group. Sure, I'd love them to have a top dog, a Terry McLaurin at the top, who wants a contract right now. I would love that. Think with this offensive line and this run game, you add in that final finishing piece, your offense is perfect. It's got everything. But okay, they don't have that. Least imposing group of receivers in the league. No, it's not that bad. It is underwhelming would be the strongest word I think I would use about it. New England is worse, definitively, at wide receiver. Diggs coming off a torn ACL. A second-round rookie last year, Polk, that looked even worse than Coleman by a lot for the whole year. Coleman at least showed flashes. Polk never showed anything. And then behind that, it's fourth-round picks, and Kyle Williams, the rookie day three guy they drafted, is a nice prospect, but who would you expect to give you more in 2025? Who should be more capable? Kyle Williams, who's a nice prospect, I think he was a round three, round four pick, or Elijah Moore, who's been in the league for multiple years, is coming off a 100-target season, is a good separator. Like, that's why I was kind of in on what they ended up with at receiver after the draft. Day after the draft, it was, you know, I like their defensive picks. I wish they might have thrown one of those third or fourth round picks at a receiver. Not the first or second round, but one of those third or fourth round picks. Wish they had done that. But they didn't. All right, another move coming. Remember saying that morning, like, hey, they signed Chase Claypool last year in May. They signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling after the draft. There's going to be another move. That day, there was a move. They brought Elijah Moore in for a visit. They signed him. Moore, I think, does more for you, no pun intended, in the immediate than a day three pick. So you're better than New England, with that being said. I mean, I'm looking at, like, Cleveland right now. I think the Bills have a better receiver group than. I think Tennessee right now with an old Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley. I would take the Bills guys. Barnwell has the Jets above them and the Giants. See, that's where that's a good debate. Would you rather have the Bills have a pretty balanced group? Like 1 through 5, you could see all five of those guys contributing. Curtis Samuel's got a good skill set if he's healthy, and Moore has a good skill set, and those are your fourth and fifth guys. Shakir, of course, at the top. Coleman. Balanced. The Giants and the Jets, unbalanced. That is, we've got a stud at the top of this thing, and then, you know, we don't really have a lot after that. And what's better? That's where, like, the Bills have kind of proven that both work fine. If you have a good balanced group, 1 through 5, you can make that work. If you have one great receiver, like Diggs was, especially 3 years ago. When you have a top guy like Diggs at the top, but Beasley's gone and Brown's gone and Gabe Davis is only okay, and it's really Diggs, and then you aren't very skilled behind that. Trent Sherfield, a practice squad guy, is starting a playoff game for you. You're still a good team. Still a great team. Great offense. That's maybe where the Giants and the Jets are right now. So, you know, you go to the Saints. I think the Bills are better than the Saints. You go to the Chargers. Chargers a little bit closer because I think McConkey is really good, but I actually do like the Bills group more than I like the Chargers because I kind of hate all the Chargers receivers after McConkey. Pittsburgh. Metcalf's really good, but Metcalf's not as good as Neighbors or Wilson. And then behind that, it's Roman Wilson and Robert Woods. I take the Bills. Again, like, it's not a long, long list. I'm not going to tell you that I like their receivers more than 20 teams, but I think they're better than the least imposing group of receivers in the NFL. I think they're pretty good. They're fine. You could be better. I'd like them to be better at that position someday. But 1 through 5, you know, they've got enough. I think they've got more than enough. They got more than they did last year. And they're going to need it because I think the turnovers are going to go away or going to come back a little bit. 803-0550 is the phone number. There was a massive story in F1 this morning, a sport that we did pay attention to for, like, how long was it? Was it 8 months? It wasn't very, very long. Was it a year? A guy that this show and the documentary on Netflix paid a lot of attention to is out of that sport. A little bit of that and a quick update on what's going on at Wimbledon, because I think you got a couple of big matches later today. That's coming up here on WGR. Quick update in the world of F1, which we used to love paying attention to until the same guy started winning every race. If you watch the F1 documentary, you'll know this individual, Christian Horner, the head of the Red Bull racing team, 20 years of that, he has been fired. And I guess I don't really know why. This is where I will admit to you, I have not really paid as much attention to that sport since the same dude started winning over and over. But the thing is, the same team winning over and over was for Red Bull. That's where Horner was the lead principal of. So I don't know. There might be more to that story as to why he got fired. I was reading through it and didn't see it being listed for competitive reasons or anything of the sort there. So I don't know. I don't know. That sport, that's really what just happened, right? I don't think you had enough fans in it to take all the drama out with the same guy winning all the time. I think when you have a solidified foundation of fans. This is the NBA and the NFL for me. Or I guess now it's the NHL, really. And the same team starts winning over and over and over and over. The chase to dethrone them is still really enticing. And for some reason in F1, that has not happened. Like, nobody has really, that I know at least, that used to be really into F1, has been following, like, oh, who's going to top Verstappen? Not that I see.
Yeah, it felt like that came, like the Red Bull dominance came at a poor time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am for the sport in and of it, like, yeah, as a whole.
Because it was rolling there. It was rolling there.
Like you said, everybody I know was into it. And now everybody I know could not care less about it.
Yeah, do you remember that final race? Was it 2022 where
Hamilton
and Verstappen on the last lap for the championship?
Oh, and then
everyone was watching that. It was awesome. It was super thrilling.
Right, and then there was that weird. They had a weird ruling, and Verstappen kind of was able to win it on what kind of seemed like a technicality.
I think they let them go to the front so that they could race for the TV element of it.
Right, and it. I think that was sort of the end of it for me. I was like, oh.
They kind of manufactured this,
and now Verstappen just had newer tires, so he won.
Well, then as soon as you take any competitiveness out of it, because one guy is so far above the rest.
Yeah.
Boxing I'm thinking of here. Floyd Mayweather won every fight of his life, but why did everybody tune in time and again and again and again? Because they wanted to see him get beat.
I think
you got to care. You got to care enough about the individual. You got to care enough about the sport, though, to have that.
Right, and I think part of it also is the races themselves were like the seasons were, where it was the race would start, a guy would pull away, and it was pretty much the guy that's in first is probably going to win this race.
Right.
So there wasn't as much excitement during the actual race. I think the Drive to Survive show was so good that it made people more excited watching the show than it did watching the races a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it's been better. I guess this year has been good. McLaren's good again. And there's an actual race for it now. So maybe we should dive back in. But I think that was also a part of it for me was you'd turn the race on. And at the time, Verstappen would pull away, and halfway through the lap, he'd have three car lengths, and then that was the race. And it would just be how far ahead can Verstappen get from everybody else.
Yep. He might be going to Mercedes, I saw. There's movement on the racing front, or the team front. I thought I saw Verstappen, and maybe that's why he got fired.
Yeah, that's
Horner,
possible.
Because he's going to let... Or he's causing Verstappen to go to their rival team. Anyways, when we come back to football, Kyle Bailey from Sports Radio in Charlotte, 92.7, is going to join us on the Panthers as we're going through the Bills' opponents. Carolina, they are a team with a little bit of buzz after being one of the most disastrous-looking teams ever. The second half of 2023 and then the first half of 2024. A little bit of a turnaround. So a little bit on the Panthers when we come back here on Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week, and this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.